Chugach State Park is celebrating its 40th anniversary today. The massive chunk of land on the edge of Anchorage encompasses a 500,000 acres of glaciers, mountain peaks, and river valleys filled with wildlife. It was established thanks to a passionate group of Anchorage residents who love the outdoors. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
State Representative Sharon Cisna was part of an early group of activists that realized the area should be protected. She joined the citizen-led coalition that met in August of 1969 to figure out what should be included in a state park. They weren't thinking small.
All came to the same conclusion. It was really kind of an amazing thing. We had the big map of what had been surveyed and what was available for the states to select as a state park. And all of us finally came to the agreement. There was some arguing to begin with, but we all came to the agreement that what we wanted to go after was every single inch of it that we could.
The area they mapped out is now the third largest state park in the country. Cisna says the size of the park was not controversial in the state legislature, and the bill passed easily through the House and Senate in 1970. Pete Panarese was one of the first park rangers, starting in 1976. He had a 28-year career with the park and is now retired, but still serves on the Citizen Advisory Board. He says one thing that's changed over the years is the amount of visitors. The Glen Alps Trailhead used to be a small dirt parking lot. Panarese says despite dramatically expanded facilities there, visitors occasionally overwhelm the trailhead.
Any beautiful sunny day during berry season, the parking lot overflows out onto the street. And that creates a conflict between the local neighborhood and the park visitors, casting a whole lot of concern and problems for park management. Those types of situations will occur all along the park boundary as years progress.
Panarese says figuring out how to minimize conflicts over park access and provide adequate facilities at trailheads will be a challenge in the years ahead. Still, he says Chugach State Park offers an incredible experience, especially considering how close it is to a major city. He says one of his favorite moments in the park came not too long ago when he was working on a maintenance project with a friend.
Dick and I, coming out of Eagle River in October a couple of years ago, saw a brown bear approaching us. And the brown bear was fishing in a stream, so its head was down and it wasn't paying as much attention. And right behind it was a wolf. And the wolf was circling back behind the brown bear and picking up on its leavings of the salmon that the bear would tear apart, eat, and then walk on. That was really neat.
And he says he loves that he can still escape into some areas of the park and hardly see another person, a wilderness experience that's getting harder to find these days. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.